This is the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Why are you here? Well, it doesn't matter. Hopefully you're here because you're a medical sales professional or you want to become a medical sales professional and you found out about this podcast and this guy who happens to be me who shares really useful information about medical sales performance and how to have a better territory. If that's the case, you're in the right place. Hello, my name is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. And you know, there is a difference between a medical sales rep and a medical sales professional. You see, professionals in any industry, in any endeavor, operate at a higher level of performance. So medical sales professionals operate at a higher level of performance. If that's something that you're after, you, my friend, are in the right place. I'm going to try to help you to do that like I've helped many others, many other companies. I just got back from a busy couple of weeks of traveling. I was in Phoenix, Los Angeles, back to Phoenix, and now I'm back in Florida getting ready for my next tour on the road, working with companies and individuals. I am so blessed and grateful to be able to do what I do. But let's talk about you and your medical sales career. And what I want to talk to you about is your job. Now, you probably know what your job is. It's in your job description, if you have a job description. And if you don't have a job description, it probably looks something like this or sounds something like this. Since you're not really looking at me right now in the podcast, you're just listening to me. Your job description probably says, sell medical products, grow sales, grow territory, sell, sell, sell. Okay, you get that. That's your job. But if you really break it down, if you really break it down by looking at what your job entails, really what you do more than anything else is you follow up. Might be a little confusing to you. No, Mace, I go out and sell. Well, in your effort to sell, let me ask you this. And I may be off base for what you sell, but for most people in this industry, I'm going to show you how to answer this question. When you make a sales call, how often does it close on that first call? It's going to vary. Sometimes it does. But depending on what you sell, if you're selling capital equipment, you know it's not going to sell on the first call. You may be able to inspire a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of interest with one of the stakeholders in the sale. But if you're selling a $1.5 million MRI machine, you're probably not going to make one sales call and walk out with the order. What's going to happen is you're going to find yourself in a follow-up situation. Most medical sales reps find themselves in a follow-up situation. In fact, they will spend more time following up with customers than they do on the initial sales call. So I'm going to submit to you that your job really is following up. Now, we know it's not. Your job is to sell, but the biggest thing you do in sell is to try and follow up. How often do you have to follow up? Probably a lot. For most medical reps, it's always or almost always. So here's the question. Here's the big question I'm going to ask. Why don't more reps build follow-up into their sales process? Okay, well, you might as well ask this question. Why don't more reps have a sales process? I mean, the sales process is the key to success, right? The sales process creates the path to the sale. But most reps don't follow a sales process. Most reps just go helter-skelter. One of the biggest things I do when I work with companies and individuals or in my online medical sales academy training is I teach a sales process because sales process works. Sales process makes your job so much easier. But I'm not here today to talk about the sales process. I'm here to talk about one part of the sales process, which is follow-up. So how do most sales reps follow up? They make the sales call and they have varying levels of success. And again, regardless of your level of success, if you don't get the order, if you don't get the PO on that call, you're going to be following up. So how do most reps follow up? Well, a lot of times they'll do it with a phone call. And this makes me laugh. I got to tell you, this cracks me up because all of us, I want you to put on your hat as a consumer. Think of when you're going out to buy something yourself. Let's say you want to buy a car. You test drive the car. Salesperson gets your contact information. You leave saying, okay, you know, I'll think about it. And probably 4 or 5 days go by, maybe a week, and the salesperson calls you. And what does the salesperson usually say? Yeah, hey, Bob, this is Frank from XYZ Motors. Yeah, you came and test drove the Plymouth Lumina last week. And don't get me wrong, I know Plymouth doesn't make a Lumina. I'm making this up. I'm combining brands, whatever it is. You drove the car and you seem to really like it. I want to see if you've made a decision. Have you ever had one of those calls? Now, I know how I feel when I get one of those calls. How do you feel when you get one of those calls? Here's how I feel. I say, yeah, I've made a decision. I've decided to buy the car, but I wasn't going to do anything until you call me back because I think it's a salesperson's job to call me back. A little bit of sarcasm there, I hope you'll recognize. I mean, think about this. Asking that question, have you made a decision? If I made a decision, I would have called you. I'd be back at your dealership with a down payment and picking out the color and the interior and what kind of sound system I want, but I didn't come back to you. So do you think I made the decision yet? Pretty obvious. That is really lousy and ineffective follow-up. But guess what? A lot of medical sales reps, hopefully not you, I know you're not going to be in this category, but a lot of medical sales reps do the exact same thing. They'll go back to their customer, let's say a doctor, they'll say, hey, Dr. Smith, or they'll call the office, say, yeah, hi, Mary, is Dr. Smith available? He's not? Well, could you leave a message that I called and just tell him that Bob from XYZ Medical was calling up to follow up on our meeting from last week? Thanks. Now, what the hell does that mean? Think about if you get a message like that. Bob from XYZ Medical calling to follow up. Okay. What the customer's thinking is, I haven't made a decision. I don't know if I'm going to buy yet. Or if the customer has made a decision, maybe he'll call, but he's going to do it on his time schedule, not on yours. So what was the effectiveness of that follow-up attempt? Let me think about that. Zero. Totally ineffective. In fact, it probably moved you into the negative category because you know what it did? It turned you into one of those nagging, nudgy salespeople who's just out for himself or herself. It's like calling the customer and saying, have you decided to buy? Are you going to buy? You ready to buy now? Are you ready to buy now? Are you ready to buy now? That's not follow-up. That's being a pain in the ass. So what is follow-up? Follow-up is continuing the conversation that you had previously. But here's the thing, my friends. It only works if you have paved the way to follow up during the initial sales call or the last contact with the customer, whichever came last. Most people don't do that. When you're with a customer, do you discuss follow-up? Because here's what you know is going to happen. You're going to try to call, and you may or may not get through to the decision maker. Or you're going to go to the person's office, either a doctor's office, or you're going to try and see that person at the hospital, or you're going to go to materials management. And it's going to be a very similar scenario to what I just described. In fact, think about what most people say, what most salespeople say when they show up in a live follow-up situation. Yeah, hey, Dr. Smith, great to see you. I just thought I'd stop by and check in. Stop by and check in. Give me a is this the Holiday Inn? If you go to, you check in at a hotel. You don't go to your doctor's office and check in. If you're going to follow up, then have a follow-up strategy. Have a follow-up plan and implement it before you ever find yourself in this woefully inefficient situation. You see, the time to create follow-up is when you're with the customer, when you're in a situation where you have the customer's attention, where you can set something up. Now, how do you create the follow-up scenario? In follow-up, there has to be some value for the customer for you to come back. You see, it can't just be about you. If you're coming back just to see if the customer's ready to buy, who's that about? It's about you. And I know for a lot of you, it's all about you. It's all about me. It's all about me. Buy from me. That doesn't work. You see, there has to be value in the follow-up. So here's my question to you. What can you follow up with? Why would the customer want to give you a follow-up appointment or commit the follow-up? There has to be something in it for him or her. There has to be some additional piece of information, a bit of knowledge, something that they requested, something that they were unsure of, something that you couldn't deliver at that particular moment. Hint, hint, don't provide every bit of information you have. Give yourself something to follow up with. Hold something back. I'll get that information for you. And then also ask the doctor, ask the customer, what's the best way to follow up with you? I'll be back in this area on Thursday. Is it better for you to see me in the morning or afternoon? In other words, if you want to follow up, get it on the schedule. Now, some of you are feeling very uncomfortable right now. You're saying, Mace, I cannot ask a customer to commit to an appointment. These are busy professionals. Well, guess what? If what you want to follow up with them about is important enough, they'll give you the time. Might not give you a hard-edged appointment, but they'll say, sure, you know, come back Thursday afternoon. How long will it take? 2 minutes? Yeah, I'll make some time for you. And there is something very, very telling if they don't give you the appointment, if they won't make the commitment. Can you figure it out what it is? Yeah, they're not that interested in what you're selling. So it's better to find this out now, because if you find it out when you're in front of them, guess what you can do? You can handle it like an objection, because it is an objection. When someone won't follow up with you, that's an objection. But usually when salespeople find out about this, they're not in front of the customer. They're talking to a gatekeeper of some kind who said, you know, the doctor's busy, or he says he'll call you. They're not really saying they're not interested, but you can really extrapolate it to mean that they're not. So that's an objection. But if you're not in front of the customer, you can't handle the objection. You see, that's why if you're going to get this objection, you want to get it while you're in front of the customer. Because, of course, if you've been through my program, you know how to handle the objection like an absolute pro. And you'll find out exactly what the customer's concerns are so you could handle them and then ask them again for a commitment to follow up. You see what's happening here? This is where you're taking control of the sales process. You're not just letting it happen on its own, haphazardly, or worse, leaving it to the customer's control. Because if it's in the customer's control, the customer is going to prioritize his or her activities based on what's important to them. And clearly, if they won't commit to follow up, then following up with you is not one of those priorities. You have to take control. So here's the takeaway message from this whole podcast episode. Follow-up is what you do. Follow-up has to be planned in advance. It has to be implemented at the sales call, so you're not going back like a woefully inept, unprofessional medical sales rep who is groveling at your customer's doorstep for some additional time. You see, when you're doing that, when you can't get back in the follow-up, when the sales call seems like it was great, but you can't get back in, it's because you didn't have the cojones to ask the right questions at the time of the call. You didn't ask the customer to commit to some type of follow-up in the future. You see, if there is no follow-up, there is no sale. Follow-up is what you do. Get good at it. If you want more help at following up, may I make a recommendation to you? Well, if you said no, I'm going to make it anyway. But the recommendation is to get some training on a sales process, which includes follow-up. I've worked with a lot of companies over the last 10 years, and a lot of smaller distributors and sales reps aren't able to hire me to come in and do a live workshop, but they've been asking for help for years. That's why I created something called Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is a world-class online training and membership site that provides you with the skills and tools you need to differentiate yourself and your products from a sea of sameness in the medical sales environment. You see, this is geared towards allowing you to overcome the obstacles that you are probably struggling with if you're not using a sales process, and you get access to it for a full year. I'll show you how to stop being seen as a commodity and how to sell like the top 1% of medical sales professionals in the industry so you can convert business consistently. Now, we open enrollment just a few times each year. So if you'd like to be notified of the next enrollment, get out your cell phone and text Notify MSA to the phone number or the text number 44222. That's Notify MSA, all one word, and watch out for spell check because it'll change it to all kinds of things. NOTIFYMSA. Text that 44222 and you'll get a message back asking for your email. Provide your email, you're all set. We'll let you know when it opens. If you want to find out information about Medical Sales Academy before that, you can go to medicalsalesacademy.com and click on the button that says More Info. That will help you tremendously. I want to thank you for spending some time this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. You have an opportunity to make a difference. Be a professional. Plan ahead. Use your skills, create a sales process, because at the end of the day, if you sell a product, what you're doing is you're providing an opportunity for a doctor to provide a better outcome for his patient. And when patients get better outcomes, man, that is so cool. At the end of the day, that's why you do what you do. It's not just to make a commission set, it's to make a difference. Go out there and make a difference. And whatever you do, remember, the patient always comes first. I'll talk to you again soon. And please go to iTunes, leave a review. I get lots of reviews. I keep making podcasts. So thank you in advance for taking the 30 seconds to do that. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.